Hello and welcome to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. Today is a Q&A special, one of my favourite episodes. And so in these Q&As, you can talk to me about anything from skincare to beauty to health to well-being to spiritual enlightenment to the meaning of life to basically you name it, we're going to answer it. And that's what I so much love about doing this podcast. If you have any questions, do please feel free to email me at ownyourhealth@katiebrindle.com and you can send in your questions. So in today's episode, we're going to be talking about seasonal affective disorder, specifically in relationship to anxiety. So therefore, if you're suffering from either anxiety or sad, then you are going to be helped by today's episode. And it is a very, very common issue. As we go into the winter months, people being affected by winter is on the increase. So let's talk about this. But first, let's have a little bit of interaction. So let's talk about some of the comments that you have sent through since the last time you spoke to me. Sharon, she says, I tried the pressure points that you recommended for getting rid of a cough, and you agree. Instant relief. Thank you. I know. They work. They're fantastic. One of them is this one just there. Just there. This is one of the best points that you can use for cough. Just there. Another one is just there. Just there. And another one. Take your hands and just there. For those of you who are listening to this, because it is indeed a podcast, I pressed at the, I'm just going to call it the suprasternal notch, which I think it is, but I now can't remember. I might need James, the producer, to come back and remind me what this point is called. But it's basically if you draw a line down from the midpoint of your chin all the way down your throat to where that little notch is. If anyone's watched The English Patient, it's that bit that he takes ownership of Christian Scott Thomas. It's that there. And then the other bit is just underneath the clavicle. And Margaret Manchin Stewart says, I've bought the salt pipe and it's very good and easy to use. Thanks, Katie. Well, Margaret, I'm so glad you did because I love the Himalayan salt pipe. It is one of my favourite tools. It is cheap. It lasts for absolutely years and years and years. And it is supremely effective and you can use it for all ages. So it is a very, very simple and easy and ancient therapeutic device. So back now to our main topic, which is seasonal affective disorder, specifically relating to anxiety. So it's also called the winter blues. Now, when we're dealing with something like seasonal affective disorder and anxiety, which can often happen at this time of year, you will normally start with the liver, because the liver is an organ which is responsible for the smooth flow of qi and blood around the body. It is also responsible for the overall flow and smoothness and harmony of the emotions around the body because of its responsibility of movement around the body. Now, the liver is also responsible for the detoxification of the body. So if the circulation isn't moving freely, and if this filtration plant system isn't working correctly, and if your liver is overwhelmed, especially at this time of year, due to lack of daylight, lack of correct rhythm, and late nights due to Christmas parties and the wrong kind of food and the wrong kind of alcohol and doing all the wrong kind of things, your liver's going to get very, very off whack extremely quickly, and then it starts to feel down. The liver has a bright, positive energy which tends to go up. Imagine a tree growing up into springtime. It has this expansive, positive, like da 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 da. In fact, the theme tune to this very piece, this very podcast itself, is taken from the Four Seasons, and it's got that liver energy kind of coursing through it, that sort of expansive, positive, action-driven generosity of spirit. And if it's dragged down by bad circulation, late nights, excessive working, difficulties that are being thrown at you on a daily basis, and not enough sunlight to basically give it that optimism that it needs, then it's going to start to wither and wilt. And that in turn will start to create those symptoms of seasonal anxiety. So then what happens? Well, we've got anxiety as well. Well, anxiety is more a condition that relates to the heart, and which is the fire element, and the spleen, which is the earth element. The spleen in Chinese medicine is an organ which has much more responsibilities than it's given in the West. And it's given a sort of primary responsibility of care to your digestive system, the earth, the grounding aspect of the body. And if the body is feeling unstable because the routine of your body is not aligned to the routine of what's going on in nature, because you have come from nature, you are of nature. The Taoist masters would say that the entire universe is distilled down and compressed into every single one of the trillions of cells inside your body. In the depths of winter, we are required to be still and peaceful and quiet. And yet society and life is quite the opposite. It insists on keeping us getting up at the same time and working the same length of day and doing everything the same as we do all year, all day, every day. And then more. More besides. More activity, more distractions, more animation, and ultimately we suffer because it's not what we should be doing. So how on earth, I hear you cry, are we supposed to unpick that? Well, the answer is we need to start looking at some simple things that we can do to support the liver, to support the circulatory system, and to support the ability of the body to purge and nourish and take micro breaks wherever we can. If we don't have the luxury of a nice big fat lion and we can just loll out of bed at 8:30 in the morning and have a nice gentle start to the day and stop work at 3 p.m. and sit there in mindful meditation for the rest of the evening and to have time to journal and to be introspective. Because remember, mankind came from thousands and thousands of years ago. Before mankind created fire, we were completely and utterly influenced by the movements of the sun and the planets and the light from the moon at nighttime. And so if you were on a new moon or an ascending moon frequency, you didn't get much light at all to do anything from about 3 p.m. onwards. And so you would be spending a vast amount of time sleeping and reflecting on your inner light, which is what we're required to do now, but we don't. So how do we do it? Well, the first way to do it is we have to use the number one healing modality to your body. And what is that? Food? No. Supplements? No. Something really expensive someone's trying to sell me? No. Not even some of the wonderful advertisers that join us on this platform who I love to share with you because I genuinely believe in their products. Not even them. Not even the HeyYou method. What is it? Breath. Breath. Breath, which is something that you have to do all the time or you would die. So breath is the easiest way to change because you have to breathe. Now, breath creates rest. Slow belly breathing stimulates the vagus nerve and it calms the parasympathetic nervous system. It allows everything to relax. So all we have to do is flick the switch from unconscious breathing, where we're not paying attention, to suddenly noticing that your body is breathing all the time. You're either breathing in or you're breathing out. And all you have to do is become conscious to that. And you can suddenly create deep relaxation inside your body, calming the liver, calming the Shen, allowing the circulation to get nourished correctly and allowing the body processes to take place. I'd like to talk to you about our two wonderful sponsors because we don't take on anybody, you know, we're very picky here. So the first sponsor is The Naked Pharmacy. Now, the reason we love working with them so much is because on this podcast, we cover a wide range of health advice. I mean, from any given week, I'm going to be talking to you for anything from shingles to sinusitis to eating chia seed rye bread in order to get good bowel movements in autumn to decluttering to a myriad of different things. And you need a partner that can kind of run with you at the same time. And The Naked Pharmacy is just that because they have supplements for everything, which means whatever topic we're talking about, you can pop over to The Naked Pharmacy and they will have supplements to support this information. Now, not only that, they are very content rich. They have an actual pharmacy, which is what's so great. So just as we as a brand here on Own Your Health are very keen to answer all your questions and to keep the dialogue going with you, to offer the advice as much as just products themselves, The Naked Pharmacy are the same. So they have the products to match the content, but they also have the expertise as well. Now, they cover anything from stress to sleep to mood to energy to gut health to weight management and pretty much everything else besides. So they're also going to give you the support as well. And they're offering us a 20% discount. If you use KT20 at checkout, which is at thenakedpharmacy.com, and you pop in KT20 at checkout, you will get a 20% discount. This episode is brought to you by a superb brand, which I'm so excited to talk to you about. Now, remember, all of the brands that we talk about in the advertising space in Own Your Health are always brands that I want you to know about because I think they're good. And Liminal is no exception to this. Now, Liminal is founded by a friend of mine and a friend of the podcast, Rebecca Brown. Now, Rebecca Brown started life as a narrative researcher. And you're thinking, what on earth is that? And the clue is interesting into the creation of Liminal that came out of the back of it. So she spent her entire professional career before this listening to people's stories. And she started to work into the menopause time before the menopause sort of became the huge great topic that it is now. So consequently, she was building up this huge great research bank of other people's stories, which then coincided with her own journey going into the perimenopause, where slightly her professional world started to fall apart due to the perimenopausal symptoms. Now, as a result of her own personal story and also being a narrative researcher, she started to experiment, as we all do. She started to ask herself, what if I dot, dot, dot? So she started to formulate all sorts of different formulations using all sorts of different herbal decoctions in order to create the brand that is now called Liminal. And the answer to this is that she's created not just a superb range of powders and supplements, which are very complex powders with multi ingredients all combined into them, apparently extraordinarily difficult to formulate. But in this community, there is also very much a community-based energy frequency of the sharing of knowledge, the sharing of stories, the sharing of understanding that when you're going through your menopausal symptoms, not only do you need physical and biological support, but you also need emotional and spiritual support as well. Now, this is something that is key to the heart of the Liminal brand. So over there is the most amazing community of men and women who are discussing all sorts of treatment modalities which have worked for them or their partners. So Liminal is a brand that I would very much encourage you to pop over to the website. So that is our wonderful sponsor and friend of the podcast today. And now we shall go back into the rest of the podcast. Did you even know? Because I didn't for many years and discovered this relatively recently and was absolutely blown away that the movement of your diaphragm controls peristalsis of your digestive system. Peristalsis is the movement of the food as it goes through the system of the body all the way through to when it gets excreted. That is controlled by your diaphragm, which means so many of the body's purging abilities are moved by the diaphragm, and that the breath is the easiest way to purge the body. The breath is the easiest way to create peristalsis in the body. The breath is the easiest way to control the rhythm of the heart and then the kidneys. So everything comes down to your breath, and it's easy. So James, the producer, and I were having a chat about this episode before we went live, because we were referring to my email that went out recently, which if anyone's interested, just email in and we'll send you a copy of it, where I was talking about how important it is to take breath and to relax, and then how difficult it is to actually fit it into your day. And so one of the pieces of advice that I gave him, therefore I want to give you, is that what you have to do is attach this breath to something in order to do it, because then you will be reminded to breathe. Like Jane Fonda, don't forget to breathe. Okay, but we're not in the 1980s. We can advance things a bit. So anyone, again, who's familiar with this podcast, you're going to hear me say, what I always recommend to do is to download an app, which is free, called Mindfulness Bell. You can then pay, if you wish, a couple of pounds a year to download a bell of your choosing, or you can just take the generic house bell for nothing. And that bell can sound through your phone every 15 minutes. And therefore, every 15 minutes, you will hear a pleasant gong sound. And with that, it will remind you to take a very slow diaphragmatic breath. And I suggest you take 3 to 5 of those breaths. So just that is a slow breath in. Linger at the top of the breath. Slow breath out. Linger at the bottom of the breath. And if you do that 3 to 5 times, you will immediately start to feel relaxed. Having done the breath, the next thing that we really need to be doing when we are dealing with sad is to take that breath as the first step. So that's the first thing to do, is to get into the habit of breathing like that. So pick up your phone, take 3 to 5 breaths, boom. Okay, now, the next thing to do is to take that into a meditation, because the thing is, I'm fully aware that most of us have got absolutely crippling schedules. Me too, okay? So it's really easy for me to sit here in practice and go, right, well, everyone needs to meditate. Okay, easy, right, easy words. But in practice, it's incredibly hard, because when you're really busy and you've got loads to do, the last thing that you're going to want to do is drop everything and start meditating. And interestingly, the Dalai Lama was asked once, you know, how often do you meditate? And he said, twice a day. And they said, what do you do when you're busy? And he said, I meditate more. Now, I would argue that the rest of us are the opposite. We meditate less, or / we don't do it at all. So the thing about that slow breathing is that will take you into a simple meditation. And if you have 10 minutes to spare. Then perhaps try some of the free meditations which are offered on this podcast, which are guided by me. And one of the things that I always recommend with that is if you're struggling to relax because it's kind of going like this, then the simple thing to do before you start is to just move the body from side to side. Okay, so for those of you who are only listening, I'm just imagining I've got a piece of dental floss going from each side of my waist, and I'm just making a little gentle S shape with the top of my body and gently sort of rocking from side to side. So this is a very, very easy way to transition out of just the low-level breathing into a deeper meditation, because your body is agitated because you're busy. So you need to just allow the body to move to release the agitation. Now, if even this isn't cutting it and you're so agitated, this isn't doing it either, what you have to do is match your body where it feels. So if this is too slow and it's kind of irritating, then what you have to do is stand up and then you have to shake. Okay, so the shaking is going to match the agitated energy frequency in the body, okay? And you can even go, you can be like this. So shake quite generously first. The more agitated you are, the more vigorously I would suggest you shake. Of course, please be careful of your health. I am talking one to many here, so I don't know your particular issues. So the more issues that you have with your body, the more gentle you need to be. And we go back to the slow shimmy, which is what this is, which is what I'm doing, the side to side rock, because I've now sat back down. So do this first and then do the breathing, and then and only then go into one of the meditations on this. And what that will do, if you could possibly try and do this in the middle of the afternoon, you will find that that will really, really help you as you go into the deeper darkness, because it will just give your body just a tiny, tiny bit of respite. And the other piece of advice that I always give is make sure you go to bed early. I mean, it's such a basic thing. And I know it's the season of Christmas parties and da-da-da-da-da, and I know we're all working, and I know me too. But what I try and do is I always, always try to go to bed early. Do not watch that extra episode of Netflix. Do not go on your phone when you finish relaxing before you go to bed at night. Try and give yourself a little bit of time between being busy and active and relaxing, which is pleasurable, and going to sleep. It's really important to do so, and try and get yourself to bed by 10 p.m. so that you're asleep by 10:30, because that in turn really supports the liver. And as I said, the liver is very much the key organ which is kind of kicking off here, creating the problems. Now, the other thing to do is to use body tapping. Because I've talked about relaxation, which is the most important thing, but moving circulation and facilitating the body in its release of toxicity and in its kind of purging and nourishing mechanism is stimulating. You can have exercises which are stimulating, and tapping does just that. So you can tap with a loosely clenched fist or with your fingertips, but you can also tap with a bamboo tapper, which this is the Hey You bamboo tapper, which I added into my toolkit because it's so brilliant. And the advantage of using a tapper is you can tap the upper back, and you're using bamboo reeds which create a specific type of frequency into the body, which is deeply relaxing yet energizing. Now, feeling relaxed yet energized is the feeling that we want to feel. Okay, feeling exhausted yet restless is that horrible feeling that we feel, and that kind of disrupts sleep and then makes everything worse. Relaxed yet energized makes you feel fantastic. But if you don't want to use a bamboo tapper, that's absolutely fine. You use a loosely clenched fist, and all you have to do is tap all over the body. So start with the chest, because if you're not in a position to tap all over the body because you're at work or you're in the car or, I don't know, you're on public transport or you're doing whatever you're doing, just tap the chest and breathe. Go back into that lovely slow breath again. Tap the heart. It's very, very important to just, if you've got breasts, you take a pincer movement like that and just go between like so, and just tap, 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 breathing slowly, breathing down the arms, down the inside of the arms, up the outside, over the shoulders. So just tapping on the tops of the shoulders. This is a far more effective massage for the shoulders than rubbing like this. Rubbing doesn't work. If you want to rub, what you do, those of you interested, is you take the hand of the same shoulder, put it here, then you take your other hand, you take it round the back, and you stretch. And that is how you rub your shoulders. That's a bit of a byproduct. That's not really part of today's episode, folks, but it's a really useful tip. Try it now. And you'll go, so try this first. That doesn't work, and then you'll give up. As a massage therapist, I've witnessed people do this so many times. They go like that, and you can see them doing it, thinking it's not going to work, and then they just, and then they're going like that. Whereas this, so same hand on shoulder, okay, other hand around the back of the neck, and stretch, and that Feels amazing. Anyway, I digress. So basically, the other way to do it is to just take a fist and just drum like this and do a combination of two. Does everyone notice now how much better their shoulder feels? I've just taught them that wonderful technique. Tapping round the digestive system. Remember that the liver is very much part of the digestive system. So you want to be working around the gut. Now, also remember that the middle of the body is very much part of the empire of the spleen. Okay, and the spleen is very much where anxiety ends up. Tapping onto the heart is really good for dealing with anxiety where it's kind of manifesting from the heart because it's coming out from the liver. Going down the sides of the body, going down all the way down the sides of the legs, coming up the insides of the legs, tapping into the groin, this area here, very much part of the liver. And also another brilliant thing that you can do for this kind of thing is to foot bathe your feet. Absolutely essential. Foot bathing at this time of year is so good. And then rub your hands until they're really warm and then rub the sole of each foot 64 times. It is so good for the body. It will help you so much. You can also then massage all over the body with the Body Sculptor, which is this one here, which is this beautiful Bian stone. This is also very good if you're feeling a bit puffy from excess alcohol or drinking or late nights or the wrong food and all that kind of stuff. But the Body Sculptor, where you're sculpting down the inside of the arms, up the outside, down the sides of the body like so. This is going to massively strengthen the liver, the spleen, the heart, the kidneys. Bian stone works for the kidneys. This side part of the body works for the spleen and the liver. Going down the front of the body is working on the heart and the deep channels of the body. And this is a brilliant Christmas present for anyone as well, because basically sculpting the body is a way of connecting the connective tissue and clearing out the debris of the body. Let me know in the comments below how you get on. Basically, what we've talked about today is anxiety and seasonal affective disorder, which is very, very common at this time of year, primarily because we're not following the seasons, we're not resting enough, and we're not giving our bodies what it actually wants at this time of year, and it therefore disrupts the functioning of primarily the liver and then secondarily the heart and the spleen, which are the three of the five key organs of the body. It has ongoing knock-on effect for everything else and ultimately leaves you just feeling a bit rubbish. So these techniques will really, really help you. So thank you so much for joining me today. And thank you for all your questions and your input into this podcast. And do leave in your comments below or share this with your loved ones. And I will look forward to speaking to you next episode.